Competition brings out the best in products and the worst in producers. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with our instant inspiration. Competition brings out the best in products, the worst in producers. First, let's look at the best in products. Competition means that you cannot put out a product that is not as good as is being produced, because they're just done. Now, we've been working with the airlines recently, and the airlines are very good. All the airlines are fine, but some airlines are more reasonable than others, and some airlines have better service than others. And some airlines tout the fact that they don't have service, that is, they don't have hostesses aboard planes serving meals and stuff like that, but they do have lower fares. And it depends on what you want to do. Do you want to luxuriate on an airplane that's trying to get your passage by giving you beautiful food, which isn't happening anymore? Or do you want to get there and take a sack of lunch along and be happy with what you chose to buy? You stopped at McDonald's. Or you stopped wherever you did at home and make your own. Like when Ingeborg just flew to Trieste, she packed her lunch and she packed the things that she wanted to eat. So she made four or five sandwiches to last her on her trip, and I'm sure that she delighted in eating them. It wasn't that she couldn't afford a nice lunch, but it was that she wanted to do it her way. You see, competition brings out the best in products. Right now, there's a big war going on with cellular phones. Every company puts out cellular phones, more beautiful than the others, more comprehensive than the others, more magnificent than the others, and they're becoming so ugly, really, that they're no longer cellular phones. They are just a mishmash of lots of things, with a camera, which is a silly thing to stick in there, but it is a plaything, with computers, with email, with pagers, all these things make the cellular phone bigger. And the cellular phone is small, but it can be even smaller and even more beautiful. Now, the companies are going to come out, and they're going to not let that sort of competition disturb them. They're going to put out the finest possible cellular phone. Now, in the state of California, they're having a great deal of to-do about the cellular phone and how it's being misused on the highway. And they also pointed out that when mother is arguing with the kids as she's driving, she's a distraction to the and a danger to the highway. And that when you shave while you're driving, or you eat a sandwich while you're driving, or you drink a bottle of water while you're driving, or you do anything that's not driving, it's distraction. Now, how are we going to make this better? Now, they say hands-free telephones are approved. You can have a hands-free telephone in the car, and you can talk while you're driving. Well, it's just as distracting having a hands-free telephone. Perhaps one hand is not, you know, back and forth, but the thing is, you're concentrating on, yes, you're reaching over your mouth to where the speaker is, the microphone is, and you don't have to, but you do that because you just, you're like the old-time telephone that you had to get close to and shout into it, you know, to make yourself heard. Well, competition will certainly take care of all these things. They are making devices now that allow you to have hands-free telephones and all these neat things. And we'll see who comes up with the best. Who comes up with the best possibility? They've been doing wonderful experiments in biology. They've been doing wonderful experiments in how humanity developed over the years. They've been doing wonderful experiments in all sorts of fascinating areas. And while it's delightful to read about them, you wonder, what is the benefit that that's going to be to humanity? What's the benefit that's going to be to the world? And that doesn't matter. Are people buying it? People are buying this and are interested in it, and so it makes them even more wonderful in their presentation. So we are saying competition brings out the best in products. Whenever there's a war like the Iraq war, many new products came out, many new designs in computers and in infrared photographs and many other areas. Now, that will filter down to the general population, and the general population will then want more things and more things and more things. And they were showing a picture of the Bushmen in Ghana. And they said these Bushmen have a very special way of communicating with each other. And they said the only other tribe or group of people who communicate that way are those 1,400 miles away who have no contact with the others. And they were amazed at how this could happen. Well, it turns out that the animals are not offended or disturbed by a noise like the Bushmen make. And the noise they make is a cluck, 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 cluck. You know, and with this, they speak to each other. It's not just a sound that has no purpose. It's a sound that is a communication between each other. And so when they're in the bush, rather than scaring away their game, they just click to each other, and they have learned to know what these clicks are. Now, that was a very beneficial type of a product, you might say, that has come out of their use. And you know, it showed the Bushmen with a simple bow and arrow tracking game and being successful. It's a wonderful thing. Now, they also had in the Discover magazine a product, which you'll smile when you hear what it is. The product is called monogamy. And they point out that monogamy in certain animal groups has destroyed the animal group. Because when the male is taken away, that is monogamous with one other female, the female doesn't have anyone to mate with and doesn't bring about more reproduction of the tribe, of the group of animals, of the pride, I guess you'd call it. And they have found that in this respect, animals, and perhaps humans, but animals who practice monogamy are on the decline. That they are, their populations, their peoples are no longer the peoples. Their animals are no longer on the increase, but they're on the decrease. And it's not because monogamy of sorts itself, but because that's just not a practical way for animals of the jungle and of the forest to carry out a life. Because you can imagine how early mankind was dead or alive at an instant notice. And the family just went on. If Papa was killed, a new Papa came along. And this is just the way it was. And in the animal kingdom, it's the same type of thing that's going on, that is destroying the whole race of animals because they do not have this openness of relationship between the animals. Now you say, well, that's an interesting product. Yes, it's a product of humanity. It's a not humanity, it's a product of life. And it in itself is a very interesting product. A competition brings on the best in products. And so you see, when these animals have more relationships, they have more offspring to maintain the tribe. Now, let's look at the other part. It brings out the worst in producers. Now, think of how it could bring out the worst in producers. Now, people are very competitive in the drug industry. They are very interested in who's going to make the different kind of aspirin or the different kind of headache medicine. And they fight with each other. And they try to say that theirs is the best. And so they send these free samples out to all the doctors and encourage the doctors to promote them and make them available. And in the process, the really beneficial medicine is never known to the people. And this is how it sometimes happens in this competition, that among the product, the products are good, but among the people who produce it, they become very antagonistic with one another, and they become very angry with one another. I liked the illustration that we've seen recently of Bill Gates and his friend, what's his friend's name? Warren Buffett. And Bill Gates is the richest man in the world with $30 billion, and Warren Buffett is right in there with him, but Warren Buffett has something else that makes him even richer, because he's number one. Now, what that is, it'd be interesting. I haven't read the article, but it'd be interesting. Now, what makes them, well, what makes these two men unique? What makes these two men unique is that both of them are the richest men in the world, and they like each other, and they're not in competition with each other. They just are doing their own thing and being very harmonious about it. Now, that shows that it can be done. The Dell computer scone, he is the richest man under 40 years of age in the world. And I think he has something like $17 billion. And he's just 36 years old.
Wow.
And it's amazing what can happen. And now, did these people want to become rich? Or did they have an idea whose time had come? Do you want to become rich, or do you have an idea whose time has come? When you have an idea whose time has come, then you're not in competition. You're not in competition as a producer or as a product. You do your very best. You give your very best. You say, well, Bill Gates is just out for this. He's out for nothing. He doesn't have to be out for anything. If he doesn't like something, he can buy it, but he doesn't do that. I would not like to be Bill Gates. Bill Gates is the richest man in the world, but he also has to be the most protected man in the world. He has no ability to walk down the street and whistle to himself, because he never knows if someone's going to try to use him as a source of money for them, you know, by holding him hostage or something like that. And these things happen. Now, we don't wish that for him, certainly not. But these things happen. And this is what being rich is sometimes does. This is what being successful sometimes does. It puts you in a different level of awareness. Now, what is it that you would like? Would you like to put out the best product? Would you like to be the best producer of the best product? Well, I suggest that if you want to be the best producer of the best product, be the producer of yourself. And this is not reproduction, this is the original production of you as a master. You know, Mozart's father, sister, and family go down in history because of Mozart. But if Mozart hadn't done what he did, you wouldn't even know those people. You would even not even know that they had been wonderful or whatever. And Bach, the same way. He produced a lot of little Bachs, and each one of them seemed to have that musical genius to a degree. But if it hadn't been for Daddy Bach, who came across very beautifully, the little Bachs might not have come through so well. You see, if each one of us can live our life so beautifully, so wonderfully, so confidently that all the world looks upon us and sees a beautiful person that we look upon ourselves and see, we got it made. So, just ask yourself anytime. Competition brings the best in product. My product is me. Am I being the best that I can be? And it brings the worst in producers. Who is producing me as a human being, as a divine being, as the magical person that I am? Is it me, or is it others? And if it's others, we'll soon be out of business. We'll be like the monogamous animals that do not reproduce enough to keep up their strain. We'll soon be out of business if we are not our own masters. And this is what the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, God Unlimited, is all about. Being your own master. And that's why we are emphasizing the School of the Master. And I would like to say that any person who ever attended the School of the Master came out a more fantastic person than they went in. And very seldom do they realize it, because they are so aware of who they are and how far they have to go than in how far they've come. I think each one of you is in the School of the Master now, and each one of you is revealing the genius, the magnificence that's within you, and each one of you is utterly fantastic. So, competition brings out the best in products, it can, and it brings out the best in producers who give it their very best. I love you, I love you, I love you.